You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Jim. My favorite day of the year.
You said Thursday.
This is my second. It's my favorite day of the year, second or third.
Oh, day of the year.
Of the year.
Because of D-Day?
Yeah, but just Julie, because I always look at this as school's out. This was like the first day of vacation. This is kind of like the start of the summer.
Summer months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's if you could just like lock this in.
And it is donut day.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. I'm sure.
You know, I felt kind of bad because I had big plans to bring you guys in some donuts. And then I forgot.
I said
to myself, I'm not stopping.
You know what's good about growing up in a small town, a small community?
What's that?
That when you get something that if it came to Green Bay, nobody would pay attention or, big deal, really. But like, I remember when Mr. Donut came to town. I still remember the jingle. 1973, Mr. Donut, donut is the things we love to eat, Mr. Donut. Remember that?
No,
I don't.
The radio
channel. I'm going to look it up, though.
Yeah, well.
That was big on WUPY radio, Whoopi Radio,
in
Ishpeming, Michigan.
How did Mr. Donut do?
I don't know, but that was like when somebody, you talk about, because in those days there were no just donut, you had somebody to go to a bakery or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
When there was a dedicated donut and they'd bring in a box of donuts, and they'd have like those coconut ones.
And then the Krispy Kreme just so took off. And then that Atkinson diet came in. And that
Atkinson killed it.
Yeah. And that did.
Wow. Were you all that something over Krispy Kremes the way people were?
No, but
me
I was.
Neither.
Did you get into the Atkins diet, though?
Oh, I still am.
Everybody. Yeah,
right. It's helped made me the man I am today.
Okay, anyway, so I did find a jingle real quick.
Here we go.
I don't know if this is the one, though. This just says it's from 1985.
Oh, no, this is 1973, 74. 74.
Hey, mister, that's a donut, double chocolate.
Hey, mister, that's a Mr. Donut.
Sounds like it's 73.
Hey, it does.
Mister, that's a donut, honey dip.
Hey, mister, oh, love the honey dip. Mr. Donut, donut.
Never There's heard of that.
45 nice. Seconds of that.
Yeah, that's good. What?
I don't know.
You seem like the kind of guy that had a job where people would always be bringing you in donuts. Hey, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to talk to you about a possible.
Treats, but I don't remember.
I'll tell you something here. Tony, I'm going to step out, get a cup of coffee.
When
you
I come
sit
back
here by my desk. I come back, I'm going to pick up my newspaper. If there's an envelope and a dozen of Mr. Donuts under there, we could have a deal. True.
A little bit like that. Could be Krispy Kreme, though.
But, I think, Todd. In fact, I think he used to those Mr. Donut boxes to stash stuff.
Can I keep the box?
Exactly.
Yeah, I want the donuts. I'm on a diet.
Exactly.
I'll keep the box.
Oh, man. The first time he had those coconut encrusted ones. Remember those?
No.
And the honey dipped?
No.
I remember those. We had Mr. Donut and Fond du Lac.
Blueberry donut? Remember they had like blueberry flavored?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Love Mr. Donut.
No. I like the neighborhood bakery. Chocolate. That's what I like. I don't want the stuff in the box. Krispy Kreme, though, that was good.
I remember people saying, we don't need to do a golf tournament or something. We're going to do a Krispy Kreme sale.
Right.
And there'd be a line 3 blocks long.
Yeah. It had its moment. But
are they still a thing, Krispy Kreme?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't Quick Trip have Quick Trip?
No.
What are those?
They do their own Glazers.
They do their own.
There's not a lot different, though. Is there?
I think they're pretty similar.
You could light up the lights by saying that. Some people who are donut people would argue with you on that. So, but I don't. That's right. They have their own bakery in Point, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who does? Quick Trip ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They.
Oh, really?
They know what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah,
you think Circle K is going to make a player?
I do.
Because in Arizona, there was Circle K and 7-Elevens. And that's all there was back in the day.
But up here, it's new, right? So people are going to have to get
Circle K,
Yeah, but don't truckers love Circle K? Well, I don't see a lot of trucks in Quick Trip. Or maybe I do. I just think Circle K to me is more of a truck stop, like when you're...
Yeah. And you'd find them down there that way. Mm-hmm. But they were like, they had like a monopoly on the market, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm. Who did?
Circle K. In the Southwest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're still big.
Yeah.
Just not up here. There's a few stores up here, Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh.
Mm-hmm. But it's like when I saw that first one pop up, in fact, it was when they came to our, with Michael, they Michael did. Friedman, mm-hmm. the Packer House.
On Ashland.
And and it's like, I didn't know you guys still existed. You know what I mean? It's so it's taken them a lot of years to move this far north, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah. With all the other stores, I don't know how they're doing here in Green Bay, but they could subsidize it for a year or two. It's traction. It's not like it's a standoff. One.
But they're kind of popping up different places now. Indipurish, Ledgeview-ish. You know what I mean? If you keep going down, you hit Wrightstown. Right where
we were talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a Circle K.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I
thought it was.
Okay. All anyway.
There's Michael. Hey, happy Friday from Chicago. Have a great weekend, fellas. Michael, he's always someplace.
He is. I was just going to say, nomad. He texted in, New York and the weather.
Yeah.
And
Italy.
So, yeah, Italy.
Uh-huh. Morocco.
Yeah.
Bali. It's unbelievable.
I don't know about that.
I got this. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Hey, Todd, who's this? Vicky. John without a lid on his coffee. Uh-oh. That's Vicky, true. You don't even know what's happened already.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
Tell the story. You're a good storyteller.
You are.
Okay. So I brought in my own mug because I bought. And I actually thought I was going to take a picture because you guys thought I was a little bit. Uh-oh. Does John have an issue? Yesterday when I told where I bought the what flavor is this? Hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
That you brought in here. Yep. So I bought my own hazelnut grounds. Then I make my own coffee.
Right.
Okay. And I bought hazelnut cream. And they look exactly alike. And that's where when you guys are like, are you okay that you poured coffee grounds into your coffee by accident?
You know,
and that can happen to anybody. So anyway, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Working.
4:30 working. Todd even knows this. Mm-hmm. And because it's D-Day. Today is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. Mm-hmm. The invasion, of course, of Normandy. And I want to honor that because I've got excerpts from a lot of the different guys from my books about what it's all local guys to honor D-Day. So we're going to be doing that. Okay. So I was up and, I make some coffee. So I'm, wide awake doing it, everything like that. I only have one cup in my apartment and this is it. It was given to me as a gift.
For those who can't see it, it's like brass knuckles on a cup.
On a cup.
Yep.
That is what it is.
And so it was...
So if there's ever any office fighting, you just
pick
that
up. I was great.
Jim, do you feel nervous?
Yeah, I just really saw that. I'm like, that's John's cup. So.
Do you know I actually bought some real ones one time?
Did you?
In South Carolina. We were at a basketball tournament. And I went to the second biggest flea market in all of northern South Carolina. It was really great. And I bought some brass knuckles. And they said they build them as paperweights, desk office paperweights.
Mm. Boy, those can do some damage.
I know. They're illegal. I still got them, but they're illegal.
Those are illegal?
Real one? Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know if it's illegal to own them, but I don't think if you punch somebody with them, it's like you're using a lethal weapon.
Yeah, I would. Oh, yeah.
So I got my own cup instead of the regular thingies.
Right.
So wouldn't you assume this holds about the same as a regular plastic cup?
Yep.
It doesn't.
Not a plastic cup.
Well, whatever those are, whatever they're made out of.
Yeah, was that 8 ounces?
It started overflowing.
Well, and
I even yelled
12.
To Todd, oh, we got a problem. So I'm overflowing, mm-hmm. So that it goes all over the stuff. Todd has to grab the paper towels.
I bet you any money you hit 12 ounces.
Ounces, probably.
That's obvious. It's
smaller.
I think you hit 10.
Is that that's
probably an 8 ounce cup.
Because let's be honest, Todd, we literally couldn't move it without it spilling. And you said, go, suck some of it out. I said, my nose is too big. It wouldn't fit between the things.
That's,
you would have needed like a
lot of
straw.
Issues at 6 in the morning.
Yep. Yeah. So we do that. It's all over the floor. Todd tries transferring. He did not do a great job.
No.
He even admitted going in.
Okay. Well, no.
You admitted.
No, I said, I'm not great at this. I thought it did a great job considering that is a curved cup and it was full to the brim, Jim. It was literally coming over the sides like TV beer.
You keep telling yourself that, Todd. So anyway, long story short, I'm wiping up everything Todd spills. Okay. So he must be late for breakfast. Todd spills. Okay, so I wipe up everything, okay? And then...
Wait, you didn't wipe up everything. I wiped it all up.
Who got the paper towels?
you got it, but I came out and actually did it because I want it done right. And then, so then what happens, John? You put in your creamer and your sugar?
And it overflow again?
No. As he's walking away, I could trail him all the way into the studio because there's little drops of creamer. So then, I went, John.
That can't be verified.
Yeah, I can see it from
here. In his defense, he did step up and wipe that up. Now, I'd probably have to go back and redo it, but... So that's our Friday.
When you carry it, don't look at the cup, right? Then it won't spill.
What do you mean?
When you're carrying it and it's like full, like maybe you have a 16th of an inch or something, like playroom, don't look at it. Just walk and it won't spill.
You serious?
Serious.
Where'd you learn that?
We're going to test that out one morning.
Don't look at it. Talk to any bartender, waitress. You don't look at the cup.
Don't look at it. Why is that? Why does that make
it makes
messes
you nervous?
You up. Makes you nervous, messes you up. You start to say, why? Wait, I'm here. This should be here. Don't look at it. Just walk straight and it's not going to spill.
Wow. I'm going to try that.
And it will work.
Done. Next cup I make over there, I'm going to try that. Well, I'm going to walk all the way around the office. I won't look at it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, right.
This day's just getting better for Todd.
We've had a couple of texts coming in. There's some problems with our app this morning, so if you're tuning in to WGBW or WISS, you may not be hearing us right now. So, you know.
But we're live over the airwaves?
We're on the airwaves. We're on the stream, the video stream.
Got a text here. This is his only mug? I have a Mino mug, and I don't even drink coffee. Snarky Brian. Okay. Thank you, Brian. Good humor. But it is a beautiful Friday out there. Yesterday afternoon was just perfect, wasn't it?
Right.
Perfect.
We should just stay right here.
Yep. Going to time warp, but just stay like this always. 60 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. Forecast partly cloudy, high in the mid to upper 70s. Doesn't get any better than that. You're going to be at a golf tournament, which is perfect.
That's just what I want to do. And then tomorrow's going to be perfect too, right? Because tomorrow's all the graduation parties. I've got my birthday party. There's just a lot of parties going on tomorrow. So yep. I hope. But then I think Sunday is not as great. I think.
Let me tell you something. When we had Dom's graduation party, it was an event. Okay? Well, it was an event.
They are.
And you want to know what the highlight of that entire thing was?
You.
Nope. The entire thing.
Rain?
Nick's fried cheese curd stand.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. Because people had never tasted fried. You know, ones came down from the UP. They never tasted fried. They're like, what is this? What are these? Who created these? You hire Nick. And he had a nice young lady that was doing it. You know, he has different people and everything. And you want to talk about something, you make your party a hit, hire Nick's people to do fried cheese curds.
Maybe I'll do that on when... That big mouth. I talked about that last night. I was at
your
meeting
hot dog
last
fest?
Night. Yep, and they said invited a couple people.
Maybe you shouldn't use that term. It'd be like sausage fest.
Okay, yeah. Anyway,
Todd.
I'm going to talk to Nick about that. That's right. That can make something very special. Mm-hmm. All right, that's a good idea.
I have to tell you the story. We're all over the place this morning, and I apologize.
Which is something unusual.
Yeah. I listened to a radio show out of the UK, and they have something over there called the sausage and cider festival. So cider like beer cider, right? Sausage and cider festival. You can go, you eat sausage like brats and all that kind of stuff and cider. Yeah. But you have to be very careful on how you say that. Sausage and cider festival.
619. Yeah,
that's Todd, of all the people.
Right. I know, right? That's the last guy. That's the last
card of that one.
Right.
As far as.
Right.
Hey, Todd, hey, somebody texted me last night. I got some entries for the bingo. They said, I got
send
some.
Them in.
Have you gotten any?
Not yet.
One was, I got in a minor altercation. Right. All right. Happy Donut Day, but it is also the anniversary of D-Day. I'm going to be reading some excerpts from some of the local gentlemen that I interviewed where they were on this day in 1944. We're just getting warmed up. Mind of the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app along with 1100 AM and 1590 AM, WISS, and all the way around the world. Todd, but we're still having a little problems with the thingy, the stream.
Yeah, apparently some reason the the wrong show is playing on our apps this morning. So, yep.
Okay.
Not much I can do from here, but let the engineers know and let them do their thing.
All right. Forecasts say partly cloudy, high mid to upper 70s. It is donut day. It is drive-in movie day. Man, you tell me that the drive... Oh, man. Yesterday was the anniversary because a guy put this on his Facebook about... like 1972 or 73 on this day. What a great day with the music. Todd, you all know what the number one song was this day, 1972? There was a lot of little popsy kind of music going on.
Yeah? What was it?
Candyman.
Oh, love that song.
Candyman, Song Sung Blue. Remember those songs?
Yep.
But anyway, it was anniversary of the first day I ever had a car for a date.
What do you mean? You had your car. Yeah, you took a date. You
yeah.
You first. Word that right. I get it. You took a date. In your own car.
Well, kind of. Took the car. Date couldn't make it. She canceled.
That's, I understand. You told me that story.
I know.
You kind of went to the
so I went to the drive-in by myself.
You went to a drive-in by yourself? Okay.
I think I just explained that part.
That's like going to a buffet by yourself. Okay. There's certain things you do with someone else where you look really stupid.
No, let me tell you something.
Are you talking into your mic? Because I'm not getting any love.
Oh.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was looking at John.
I was like, what's wrong with me?
And John was saying he went to a drive-in by himself, and I said that.
Let
like
ye cast the first stone. Who hasn't gone to a damn drive-in by themselves, Jim?
Never did. Never. And I never been to a buffet by myself either.
Okay. The worst part of that, okay, wasn't going to the drive-in by myself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The worst part was that the people that run the drive-in didn't believe I was by myself and made me open the trunk because I thought I was sneaking in kids. And I think when they saw the trunk was empty,
they felt bad.
Oh, man.
Did they let you in for free?
Yeah, just kind of like,
it's okay. Just go ahead there, son. That was the worst part.
Do you remember the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible movie. One of the worst movies of all time.
What was it?
Last House on the Left.
I don't think I know that
one. Oh, no redeeming values. It should be banned. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. But then you know what the sequel was? No, that was the sequel. You know what the first movie was? It was one of the all-time great movies, even though it was made on a budget of about $100. Billy Jack. Remember Billy Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and hate your neighbors. Go ahead and be your friend. But do it in the name of heaven.
Oh, yeah,
you can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing.
Okay,
come the judgment day. And the muddy morning after. One tin soldier rides away.
I thought it was the Friday morning after.
Is it
Monday?
Friday morning after?
Is it Monday?
Monday morning after? Friday morning after? I don't know. Todd, remember that song?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the words.
Monday morning after. One tin soldier rides away.
I get that. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway. The bloody morning after.
Bloody morning after. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Billy Jack. So drive-in movie. I loved drive-in movies. So that was like a regular thing. That was just... phenomenal drive-in movies back then. I mean, there weren't a lot of things to do back then. So something like that. And a lot of times you didn't watch the movie. You just hung out at the snack bar and, you know, did whatever. You know, walked around.
No, I don't think so. I thought the speakers were no good. You know, it wasn't clear. And
I mean, the windows would always get foggy or whatever and yada, yada, yada.
You had a big movie that was an outdoor one. It was Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah.
That was big.
That was
outdoors.
A freaky movie.
Yeah.
That was a really freaky movie. I remember we'd come to Green Bay, and you could drive down, like, I think it was military or somewhere, and there was a big, huge drive-in, kind of behind where that family restaurant is, kind of the corner of Velp
and
military.
I don't remember that, but yeah, but sure.
I remember there being a big, huge screen. It's like, damn, is that thing big? And that was, like, cool. It's like, oh, man, I wish it was in Green Bay. Look at the size of that outdoor theater.
Yeah.
I think they still have one in Freedom. Don't they?
Yeah, I don't know if it's maybe it's in Freedom, but there's another one.
Well,
I
can't the one up in Door County, Fish Creek.
Yeah,
that one's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that one's fun.
It's like that in the old bowling alleys. You guys, some of that stuff, you just get rid of a lot of them, but not all of them because when the few are left.
You know, if I ever move to Two Rivers, I'm going to reopen Rudy's.
Yeah, Rudy's Lanes.
I want to go to Rudy's Lanes, man. Today is yo-yo day. Something I could never do.
Yeah,
could anybody do that?
Boy, were those popular. Oh man, there's always some kid that could show off. A little bit of a chick magnet if you could really do the walking.
No
dog
question.
And all
walk,
that.
Yeah.
That was.
Do you remember when Dick Ball would do those presentations? He was the king of. He was a world champion yo-yo guy, and I forget what show he was on. And it was unbelievable.
Dick
Ball was his name. He was amazing.
It looks easy, but that is...
And you try it, and it's like,
wrist,
if you get up once or twice, two things, the only two athletic things I haven't been able to do in my life, yo-yo and frisbees.
Yeah.
Yo-yo and frisbees.
Yeah.
Those guys that do frisbee golf.
Yeah. Amazing.
Unreal. That's cool.
Beyond belief. Yeah. Have you seen some of the videos?
Yes.
Where they'll go down, make a 45-degree turn, and then a hard left or something.
Yep.
And drops into the thing.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
Wow. Yeah. It's Higher Education Day. Very right. Nice. I mean, you, guy going for your doctorate. That's your...
I don't even know if I'm going to get that. I was telling Todd... I was telling John that to be tenured, you need to... up your degrees a little bit. So there was this, I was just telling John yesterday, I was at TC doing some work and there was a guy out there that's like, hey, look, man, I can help you do this. And just, you know, just we'll set up some time together. So I go out there yesterday to do some other work. And I'm like, hey, where's, you know, so-and-so? I was like, he's not here anymore. So don't think that's going to happen. Cause I'm going to, I don't know. Let's see.
Let me tell you something. I can get that done.
For you. It wasn't that. It was just like I had some help.
Trust me on this. So we shared some stories beforehand.
Bad.
The only thing worse than that is how many times somebody asks to either come and speak at a place or to do a benefit or whatever. And I'm like, hi, I'm here. Where's Bob? He's, oh, yeah, Bob's no longer here. Who are you again?
Right.
I'm John. It's good. Okay. Oh, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, great.
Frozen food day.
Today, 1930, was the very first day that frozen foods were introduced in our country by Mr. Birdseye.
No kidding.
Wow. Yep.
How much money did that guy make?
Yeah, right.
They did a test in one state to see how like 30 stores would do with it, and it took off from there.
Like I, when I was a kid, that's greatest awesome. Treat you could possibly have.
Oh, yeah.
Frozen dinner.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Swanson, that was
turkey.
Unbelievable.
Salisbury steak.
And, of course, today is D-Day anniversary, 81 years today. I'm going to be reading some excerpts from gentlemen I've interviewed, local guys, what they were doing right now on this day on the beaches of Normandy. We'll be back after this. Now, winds is all right because I'm halfway there. When
Thursday comes, I'm holding out my hair. Of the summer. Don't forget, Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest coming up this morning after 7 o'clock. It's a shot at $100 or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets this morning, and also go into the grand prize drawings for the Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or Door County Vacation. That keyword coming up this morning after 7 o'clock. The app is fixed. Our stations are back on the air, and you'll be able to text to win coming up after 7 o'clock with Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Beautiful Friday out there. 6 degrees in Gray Bay, 63 and after 60 in Oshkosh, high in the mid to upper 70s. Oshkosh is a place to be this weekend. We're being joined by the one and only Lisa Hale. Newest weekend preview coming up. Lisa, good morning. What's the weather like in Oshkosh right now?
Cloudy.
All right. But it's going to be a beautiful day, isn't it? And you guys got a lot of things going on. Man, we had Pat Tracy on. It's like, you got, that's the hub this weekend.
We are hopping. Hopping in Oshkosh.
But even if there was nothing going on in Oshkosh, Pat Tracy would make it like there's a lot going on.
Is that the truth?
He is. Man, that guy got energy.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Love him.
I didn't know you guys host the world's biggest fishing tournament until yesterday.
Well, I mean, like Winnebago, we're right on the border, right on the shores of it. And all these people come in and lots of boats on the water.
You got a Guinness Book of World Records.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Pretty cool.
By the way, today, I don't know if you know this, Lisa, today is National Donut Day, National Drive-In Movie Day, Yo-Yo Day, Higher Education Day, Frozen Food Day, of course, the anniversary of D-Day. It's Paul Giamatti's birthday, 58. He's good in everything he does, isn't he?
He's a great character actor.
Yeah. He's just great.
And even in the things that he does have the lead in, they're not... what I would call Hollywood movies.
Right.
I mean, they are, but you know, they're usually offbeat, and he's a great actor.
What's our favorite movie that he was in though? Cause he played the program director in Howard Stern's.
Was that him? I didn't even realize that.
Yep.
WNBC.
Pig Vomit. I like Pig Vomit.
Well, that was him.
That was him.
I interviewed his dad one time right before he died.
Hmm.
His dad was Major League Baseball commissioner. And he was in Milwaukee County Stadium opening day, I want to say 88, and it was right during the Pete Rose thing.
Oh.
And that guy took so much, he ended up having a heart attack, I think, in his office. And a lot of people think it was because of the stress with the whole Pete Rose thing.
Wow. I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do. I'm a big baseball. I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
And they... a lot of people like that was national news. A lot of people.
Oh, I mean, it was like people were. And you know what I remember? I actually thought about this. This would almost like relate to you having your handler type guys. I remember we're down in a little cluster thing in the field of County Stadium, and one guy wouldn't stop. He was a guy from Madison. I remember. He goes, "Well, what about this?" And everyone talked about a little bit more. Hey, opening day, you know. And this guy wouldn't stop, and his handler finally said, "Mr. Giamatti, it's time. We have that thing. We got that thing." I'll never forget that. It's like perfect wingman. Perfect wingman. Yes.
Speaking of wingmen and people who are going to be, you know, poking in at a topic, today we've got a great topic to poke in at. It has nothing to do with New Wisco Weekend. But I do want to ask Jim, while I have you here, how do you feel about the result from last night's vote on the coal piles moving?
Yeah, I was there, and so was Paul Jaden, who was before I was mayor, and then, of course, Eric was there as well. So the three of us, and it was weird, we're the only three living mayors, but we were all there and recognized that everybody's been working on this. So I didn't see the deal. I mean, they went into closed session, kicked us out, so we're all standing in the lobby talking to each other, which is kind of fun, and went back in there, then they voted on it and approved it. So I'm not exactly sure, Lisa, what it is, but the fact of the matter is those coal piles won't be there in probably 3 years. They'll be relocated. But I don't know how much land. It's 35 acres. I don't know if the city got all 35 or if they got a portion of it. But Pat Evans was there. He's been on the county board for, 22 years. He's coming on at right after 7. It's something's going to happen, Lisa. And it's, I mean, God, we've been working on this thing for, I'm not kidding you, 60 years maybe, 70. So I feel good about it. I just haven't seen the deal. But the bottom line is the coal piles are moving.
Yeah, the coal piles are moving. What they're going to do is they're going to expand and work on the Pulliam Power Plant site, the Fuller site. And then they're going to take 16 acres of that and lease it to C. Rice, who will then move salt from their Fox River terminal to the Pulliam Power Plant site so that they can move the coal from the waterfront to where they have the salt now.
I bet the yacht club was behind that. Because they're right across from the Pulliam plant. And, dust. But they've really done a pretty good job with that dust. But anyway, I just remember talking to them, and they're like, it's not our favorite thing, but, you know, if we can develop that 35 acres, we would prefer that because we can
waterfront.
We can boat down there if there's restaurants, you know, like a seaport village or something. And so it's like, yeah, we're not crazy about it, but that's a good deal if we can put the salt there because that's not going to get any dust on their boats. And then they're moving that. That's a good compromise.
Yep, that's basically what it's going to be. And it's, but I want to say 60 years the lease will be.
Okay.
I have to read a little bit closer. I'm working on a story that I will put on our website that does have a copy of the plan.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Pat the same thing, but C. Rice along the waterfront has 35 acres of land. And is that all going to the city?
That I don't know.
I would like that.
Well, of course you would.
But I heard I heard last night it's less than that. But I don't know. And like I said, I wasn't in the closed session, and nor should I have been. But anyway, so the bottom line is, I keep saying this, is that the coal piles are going to be moving, you know, north, which is good.
Right, exactly.
What do they do with that salt? I mean, what's that for? The salt that they're it's regular. That's made into regular table salt.
No. That's real. Plowing.
Okay.
And a lot of the stuff that comes in here,
because a lot of places like Milwaukee have those huge, and Chicago have those huge, big, round, pavilion like. Okay, yeah, so it's that salt. Oh, okay, it's road salt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So anyway, I know that's got completely off topic, but I did want to get your opinion on that, Jim.
I'm glad
I am
done
the story, and you know. I wanted your input.
We're very happy, Paul and myself. And, you know, I told this story before. I'll tell you real quick. When I got elected mayor in 2003, I called or visited with all the previous mayors. Like, you know, help me out here. This is new to me. I don't really know what I'm doing. And I met with Romy Dennison. And Romy Dennison was elected the year I was born. And he's telling me about Green Bay and the politics, how it all works. And then I said, anything that you wish you would have got done? He goes, yeah, those damn coal piles. And that's how long ago it was. And but anyway, we're delighted with this. And like I said, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but it's done.
And that's the quote I will be using. Just so you know, that is the perfect quote. On
Former
that.
Mayor Jim Schmidt says.
As long as it's done.
You were rolling tape on that, Lisa?
His cohort, John Mino, had an interesting question. What do you do with that salt?
Is that table salt? Is that table? No, I think Morton's has that covered. So,
so let's talk about New Wisco Weekend for a
minute. Yeah, absolutely.
This weekend, we are focusing on summer safety, and we have a fantastic interview as our cover story. Melissa Kay was able to interview Mark and Kristen Miller. They are parents of a young man who died because the EMS people didn't have EpiPens.
I know them. I've had a thing with them once. Yep. It's an amazing, it's heartbreaking, but encouraging at the same point because they're saving people's lives. I guarantee it. Go ahead, Lisa.
Exactly. They're behind getting some legislators to promote a bill that would require EMS and first responders to have EpiPens at all time. And Melissa Kay has a great interview with them. That is our cover story this week. And then we have other news stories on what to do about insect bites. We have stories on being safe while you're doing your summer burning, whether it's cooking out or clearing debris. We have stories on being safe if you're a young athlete, making sure you're hydrated and you eat the proper nutrition. Lots of summer safety stories in the issue this weekend. It's going to be a great one.
You might know something. I remember a doctor, I was reading a thing about him. He says, let me give like 5 points or 10, whatever it was. But the number one, when it hits course close to summer, that he would never let his kids do. One was ride a motorcycle until they're like completely older and ready to go and stuff like that. That's one of them, because they have no idea how many accidents come into emergency rooms with people that aren't really qualified, aren't experienced, and they hit a little bit of gravel and they panic and they overcorrect and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. That's one. Another one, never, ever, 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 ever jump into water when head first, if it's not like twice as deep as you are or something like that, twice your height. Another one, what was it with biking and Peter and Tracy Flukey? One of them was just bright clothing. Well, helmets, of course, but wear something, because people don't know it sometimes. Well, Jim and I experienced this. We literally almost hit somebody coming to Oshkosh one morning, Lisa. I think it was the first time we came to Oshkosh for a show, and a guy was on his bike and kind of. We didn't see him until he was what, Jim?
Yeah, I know, right?
20 feet in front of us.
Oh, and it was closer than that.
It was amazing. They blend in. Like, if I wore this shirt out on the street early, you're invisible.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you're practically invisible. Yeah. And the best
simple things are, these aren't, you know, we're not going extreme. These are simple things.
And
this was from an emergency room doctor. That's who it was.
We did a little bit of that. Drowning was a big thing, you know, in the summer. That and what John said about diving off the dock and hitting sand. Mm-hmm. That's when you can break your neck. God. You can hurt. That's very, very dangerous. But I will say, and Lisa, you were saying that the helmets. My skateboarding, you know, every kid skates board. They get those jumps and stuff. And she broke her arm doing that, brought her in. And the doctor was actually pretty cool about it. He's like, hey, look, I can fix arms, but I can't fix heads. You know, and she was wearing her helmet. So he liked that. He gave her a compliment that, you know, it's okay that you broke your arm.
Okay, I'll tell you something that's a scary situation. Something that, I don't know if you've done this, Lisa, but I know Jim has. I have. Todd probably has. Standing on the back of a golf cart where they're out at a you know, fundraising event, and you're going, you know, hey, can you take John out to the eighth hole where he's going to be? And they've got other, it's like, well, I'll just hop in the, stand there. John Elway with his best friend, his agent there a couple of weeks ago, they were like in their neighborhood, and the guy was in the back and he fell off, hit his head and died.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Golf carts are more dangerous than people realize.
Well, the drivers really are always screwing around.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that's.
And, you know, you never know when you're going to hit a little bump.
Yep.
I mean, all golf courses are usually very smooth. There might be a bump. There might be a divot. There might be a pothole. Who knows? And, you know, I'm a Gen Xer, so I grew up riding in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Hey, the driver come to a lot of sudden stops.
Right. So, you know, when you fell off and bumped your head, tell us about that.
Well, I did fall off the back of the pickup one time, and I didn't bump my head. I bumped my knee.
All right, we got 2 minutes left. Right, Lisa, tell us when New Wisco is on.
New Wisco Weekend is Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. It's also found on the Civic Media app, on the website. It is a fantastic news magazine show, and I invite everybody to check it out.
It's right. Awesome, Lisa.
Make sure to check that out. Also this weekend on WGBW, check out Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
We spend the whole hour talking about the Southern Bridge connection. We got the mayor on to talk about how the mayor of DePere, how great it is from an economic and development standpoint. And then we brought that head engineer in. And sometimes you worry about those engineers.
Yeah.
This guy was articulate. He was explaining. I said, look, we're on a radio. And he really went through that whole, that's $183 million. I mean, I think the coal piles is a big deal. This is a huge deal for the county. So, yeah, we spent an hour talking about that. It's very interesting. I learned a lot. So, anyway, yeah, great Sunday to tune in.
And what time is that on?
Mine's at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, or you can download it. Like Lisa said, you can just go to Spotify and just type in Lean Local. First thing that comes up and listen.
Big picture of Jimmy Schmidt's face.
No, it's not. We don't have a logo yet. So
but it's from the movie that he was in where he played the prisoner.
Oh yeah,
that's the picture we use.
Rick shakes somebody.
No, I'm not serious.
Not that.
Thanks,
not
Lisa.
That mean to me.
Lisa,
right, Lisa,
you're the best. Can't wait to see you next Thursday when you come down to Oshkosh.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You guys, too. Have a good one.
See ya. All right, we got to set our quick break. Mark Hewson will be joining us. We're going to talk some D-Day, 81-year anniversary, with some local veterans. Be reading their excerpts when we come back. Mind on the Mayor.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Summer. All right, don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got a keyword for you in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. That keyword could win you $100 cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Also puts you in the drawing for a grand prize, Wisconsin Dells area vacation, or Door County vacation. That's coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock with Jim and John and Mino and the Mayor.
All right.
Hey, thank you very much. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, today is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. Some of the interviews I've done with gentlemen from my books over the years, all local guys, and I want to relate some of their experiences right now. We really didn't know what was happening. We were just trying to see what it looked like up where we'd be landing, but we couldn't see a thing. It was too dark and foggy. There was lots of smoke in the air. There was so much noise, you wouldn't believe it. When they let us off, they sort of dumped us sideways. I don't know how long we're in the water trying to get to shore, but finally we're on the beach and trying to move forward with our tank. There was so much wreck stuff and troops on the beach, it was hard as hell to get across. I saw two tanks get blown up ahead of me. Then I heard a bang. Something exploded outside of our tank. We veered to the left. All of a sudden, our tank stopped. I must have been knocked out. When I got my wits about me, I thought, what the hell just happened? I knew the motor was still running, so I looked down to see what was going on. Well, the driver and the assistant driver were both dead. I was the only one still alive. I had to pull them out so I could get into the driver's seat. I didn't really know where to go, but I knew that if I sat there, I'd be done for. If there was anything on that beach and it wasn't moving, the German artillery would find it and blow you all to hell. I headed right across the beach, just beat it for the cliffs. I was heading straight ahead when I must have sunk into a deep hole and was knocked out. When I woke up, somebody was pounding on the top of my turret. I didn't know who it was, so I grabbed my .45 and a burp gun and aimed them both right at the hatch. When it opened, I almost shot the guy's head right off. It was one of our own infantrymen. I hugged the hell out of him. Dale Rammel, tanker, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And how old was Dale?
About 20.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And Dale then, for a lot of years, was the guy that would greet you at Belvin Hospital.
A lot of people.
So that's why
I
wanted to do that one first, Mark, with you here.
Powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Just a super nice guy, right? I mean, Belvin, you guys are the best. The guys in the yellow jackets, whatever they're. Yeah. Car takers or shuttle people, but they're. Yeah.
Greeter, whatever.
Greeter, yeah. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Greeters.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It just
cool.
You know, in fact, I just had a conversation with a high school classmate, and I said, I think we have to sometimes really thank those. And some of these classmates were probably little hellions and stuff, but it was, yeah. They went off, and I don't care what they've done, but they've done more than a lot of us.
Yeah.
So it's to honor and pay our respects for so many of these men and women.
81 years ago today.
And they knew going in, their odds weren't very good. I mean, what did we lose? 2,000 Americans?
That day?
Yeah.
Close to it.
You're going in there and, yeah, I don't, just give them, I want to give these guys a lot of credit. I'd like to think I would go, but I think somebody, I mean, you see.
Well, they didn't know how bad it was going to be, though.
They're at the bottom and they're.
Well, you know what? The thing that screwed up was they thought that the naval bombardment was going to take out all those bunkers. Like if you saw us Saving Private Ryan.
Right, they're getting
shot down from the machine guns and things. They thought the Navy bombardment was going to take all that out, and they overshot it. They were too concerned with hitting their own guys on the beach, and they overshot the cliffs. So those things were still intact when the troops tried getting out. Wait, I'll read another one to you here in a little bit. So that's what happened.
I mean, they had the advantage.
The plant. Oh, my God. When you got the high ground.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then the other, we don't talk enough about some of the other battles that happened that day as well.
Oh, well, we talk about D-Day, how bad it was. Okay. But then for the next month, trying to get through the hedgerows and everything, they didn't even know what hedgerows were. Our intelligence was not good at all. It was, I'll tell you what, you can have all the generals, you can have Eisenhower, you can have all these planners, and it comes down to these 19-year-old kids.
Exactly, taking orders.
Taking orders and knocking out one guy at a time.
Right.
That's all it was. That's the whole structure of war.
I don't think I ever heard that they had the high ground because we missed them.
It's true.
It's the first time I heard that. But you look at, you kind of know your odds aren't in your favor, right? When they're out there and
well,
you're
that was
here.
The plan. Knock all those out, and then we go into landing
craft. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the other thing we have to remember, and I try to use this with my 10-year-old son, is unfortunately a lot of these people are getting older and they're passing away.
Yeah,
we can't forget about these 80-year-olds as we go forward. Of there'll be these 50-year-olds that will be 80-year-olds, and Vietnam and Korean, and you know, I mean, it's like we still have to teach and educate our young people about this is maybe what got you guys here, maybe years later, but we can't forget about all these men and women.
No question.
I think the other thing is just as simple as going down, you know, in the Memorial Day parade. We take our family, the three of us go every year. Give back. It's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, but just it's powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Pay the respect. Yeah. So anyway, Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine with us here in the house. Aaron Rodgers signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. God bless you, Steelers.
Good luck.
It's all yours.
Yep. Another year of drama.
It's like when a girlfriend or kind of girlfriend
goes with your best friend. And
all yours.
Deal with that all year.
Absolutely.
You wonder as a player. I think they just re-signed an old player to come back from Tennessee.
Miles Rudolph.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, what's the whole? What's his?
Well, even like Terry Bradshaw said, really, you're gonna pin your hopes down a 42-year-old quarterback
for one year.
Yeah. Somebody said it was like you finally hook up with your old high school girlfriend, but now she's 45 and has four kids.
Did I think this one through? Yeah. Wow.
Got a text here. Heading to Milwaukee tonight to see Allison Krauss in Union Station. Saturday, going to Chicago to see Billy String. Sunday, Cheese Fest in Little Chute.
That's a good one.
To see Best Westerns. Can't wait, Terry. I'll tell you what. Union
weekend.
Station that did that benefit for you guys.
Yeah.
They are amazing, and they're opening for Allison Krauss.
They are really, really good.
That's amazing.
That's going to be a great, well, obviously, he's got a great weekend coming up.
Great weekend.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on. So we're going to talk with you. We're going to be talking with Pat Evans, Brown County Supervisor, talking about the coal piles. Biggest story going on in Northeast Wisconsin right now. We got a lot of stuff talking about. And I'm sorry, I said Bell and Sports Medicine.
You did. I was going to correct you.
What should I say?
Well, Amplify. Amplify Health by Bell and.
Awesome.
Love it.
I'll get that right from now on. I promise.
Yeah, sure. 5 years from now.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Todd, nobody told me they changed their damn name. Come on. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.